Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Rabbi Isai. Word of the day, matriarch. What's a matriarch? Abi, could you look up matriarch? Anyways, that's what happened. And this is Ezzy, but I'm just filling in. This is how the shiur began. And here's the rest of it.
A matriarch's like the head of the whole... A male who does that's called a patriarch. A matriarch is a female. A matriarch means, if it's a male, it's called a patriarch. A matriarch is, so this Bacher's grandmother, she was like the unquestioned leader of the family. She's in Olam Haba. His Zayda said to Nu, what's with Shaduchim? Nu, what's with Shaduchim? So he said, I'm looking for Babi. What do you want from me? I'm looking for the Baba. So his Zayda, who's a quiet type of man, he was a quiet man married to a powerful lady. The Zayda told him something brilliant. His Zayda said, you don't marry Babi, you build Babi. It's a brilliant zug. You're looking for Babi, you don't marry Babi, you build Babi. He was taking some credit, but it's brilliant what he said. It's not just brilliant, it's emes. It's true what he's saying. You're looking for Babi. You don't marry her. You build her. You marry a youngster, and together you grow in your experiences. I feel like in a shul, when they look for a rav, they hear about an established rav, and they want like that Ario shul's looking for a rav. So they hear about like this big rav, and they want to hire. I think it's a tremendous mistake. Now I'm not promoting the rav has to be young. But he has to be young-minded, that he's willing to make mistakes. It's not a good chill. To hire a rav who's set, and you try to, like, become his shul, there's no room for you, and you have no room for him. The best thing is the shul that makes the rav. And they grow together. They grow together. It's much, much better. They're much better off. You make mistakes. And he might not even be the most experienced, but he learns, you learn, and together, you mamish grow up together, husband and wife. There's something called in the Torah, it's called Eishes Ne'urim, the wife of your youth. You make mistakes together, you're both children, but you mamish grow into each other, you become so deeply connected. That's what a shul should do for a rav. I told our guys, don't look for perfection. Don't have a certain rav as we want him. It would be a bad chill for your shul. Somebody who's like this established, now I'm not so what, an established rav can't get a job. If he's not willing to start again, he shouldn't get a job.
Wow.
If he's not willing to make mistakes, to come to the sefer to figure it out together, grow up together. In such a case, I told them, you won't hire a rav, you'll make the rav. It's reminiscent to me, and I'm not saying it's Pashup Shadari, but I hear in the words, Asei Lechara, build your Rav. Like, work together where you become, Asei Lechara, make him. Don't hire Rav, Asei Lechara, build your Rav. I was literally telling the guys in terms of hiring in a shul, don't hire a Rav, create a Rav, Asei Lechara, mamish these words, build a Rav. I think it's so, you're so much more connected. You have a journey together. You figured each other out. You mamish work through tzazama. That's, so I wanted to share this, the idea, and Asei Lechara, working together, getting, mamish building each other, and Asei Lechara. I wanna share something else also with the Chevra that's important to me. And I see Ari came back and has found it in Eretz Yisrael, and I wanna share this with the guys. We're so used to and it I wanna talk about this Asei Lecha Rav, make for yourself a Rebbe. We're used to, as we go through school. So in ninth grade, I show up Shaya. And the school tells me, you're in Rabbi so-and-so shir. And then I got a 10th grade and they tell me, okay, this year you're in Rabbi so-and-so shir. Then 11th grade, now I'm not knocking, schools are amazing. And the Rebbeim are the best in the world. Asei lecha rab, you have to choose a Rebbe. What I want to promote and I want to express, I was talking to Yankov and I went on a walk this morning. I was talking about going to Eretz Yisrael. I want you to find a Rebbe who's Torah who's Torah and whose Avodas Hashem means something to you, and inside you're like, wow, I knew there was MS out there. Asei lecha rab, I'm not saying any wild truck. Make for yourself. Nobody writes that doesn't say the school administrator makes a Rebbe. If you know, say Rebbe, be polite. And each year that you're in, Rebbe, 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 beautiful. But asei lecha rab, my dream for my own kids, what I found in Aries, went to Eretz Yisrael, and a Rebbe was saying Torah, and the Torah was magical to him. He's like, I knew there was MS out there. Find a Torah, find a Rebbe living that Torah, who's an embodiment, who the Torah, like when you hear the Torah they're giving over, it resonates and it means something by you. There's some different stages in my life when I'm preparing for a Yom Tov, so I read different Svarim. I really ask myself, what's safer? Like, when I read this, it like talks to me and it grips me. I see things that say something to me. That's my Rebbe. Asei lecha rav. Find for yourself a Rebbe. Find something that grips you and means something to you. The next thing I want to say about this topic of asei lecha rav, of making a Rebbe, when people hear shtick luch Torah, when they hear a thing from a Rebbe, they're very afraid if they're not up to there yet, and also very afraid. They try to like it should fit things I know. It should fit things I know. Be willing to explore in places you don't know, and topics that let you expand. Asei lecha rav. The word rav means big, expansive. We're shayach to a lot more. Don't be afraid of something that's a little higher than us. We're shayach. We have big neshamas, and we're shayach to expansion. The word rav means expansion, and rav means rebbe. Asei lecha rav means don't be afraid of expansion. Don't be afraid of concepts that seem high, that seem like, whoa. Don't be afraid not to be up to there yet. There's a sugya of expansion. Asei lecha rav. Don't be stuck where we are. We're shayach to big things. We're shayach to big things, to very, very large things. I wanted to, on this Mishnah, asei lecha rav, I wanted to share a specific Gemara that we learned together, I'm going to get a brachas, Masechta brachas. If as you bring that Masechta brachas. Thank you, the larger. Thank you so much, Revesi. Thank you. Hi. Asei lecha rav. I'm talking about this topic. Make yourself a Rebbe. My father Zatzal described to me on a number of occasions, a few times, can't say many times, but a few times my father described to me his initial encounter with the great Rashi Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. Now I want you to understand, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz was the Rashi of Yosef, I want you to hear this. Write this after it's Chever, I want you to hear this. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, the Mir Rosh Yeshiva, Mir Rosh Yeshiva Yosef, came from Torah royalty. Reb Chaim Shmuel Lovitz, his father, was a son-in-law of the altar of Nevardik. Reb Chaim Shmuel Lovitz's father was a son-in-law of the altar of Nevardik. He came from Torah royalty, Reb Chaim Shmuel Lovitz. Reb Chaim Shmuel Lovitz was a massive Goyin B'Torah, a tremendous Goyin B'Torah, who from young ages was steeped in Kedusha V'Tara, a tremendous Goyin. A story just to bring out the purity, the godless Reb Chaim Shmuel Lovitz. A famous story, he was on the boat and they were running the Mir Yeshiva to Shanghai, and Reb Chaim Shmuel Lovitz was on the deck. And you have to picture, people were very tumult. So tumult, their whole world was up in flames. And they're running away from the Nazis. Their world is in complete turmoil. And people were waiting, a lot of people were seasick. They were waiting to see land. And somebody walked up from the bottom of the boat and saw Reb Chaim standing by the deck. He said, "Vu Halpin, where are we holding?" He was asking, like, are we getting closer to the land? Like, where are we up to? Do you see land yet? So he screams up to Reb Chaim, "Vu Halpin." Reb Chaim Shmuel Lovitz was deep in thought, and like interrupted his thought, he said, "Shmaitze Dalid." He was chazering the Sefer Shmaitze Balpeh. That's what he was doing. He said, "Where are we holding?" He said, "Shmaitze Dalid, I'm in the middle." He was chazering. Amidst all the turmoil, he was chazering Shev Shmaitze Balpeh. So you understand, you're talking about a tzaddik, a goyin b'Torah giant. My father described to me on a number of occasions his first time meeting Reb Chaim Shmuel Lovitz. My father was a youngster of 19. He said he wore some sort of jeans. I don't know exact pants, but it was not like yeshivish clothing. He was an American kid. What?
Who was jeans?
My father. My tata. He was an American kid, and he was coming to one pair. And he was coming to... he was coming to the Mir Rosh Yeshiva. Now, by the external eyes, there was like a division that's wild. You have the Reb Chaim Shmuel Lovitz, a goyin b'Torah, and good. My father's an American kid coming. Now, Reb Chaim Shmuel Lovitz went on to be my father's Rebbe, his Rebbe, that he called his Rebbe for life, was Reb Chaim. My father had a tremendous kirva and appreciation for Reb Chaim, and Reb Chaim for him. And what I want to express on Aseh Lecha Rav is the understanding that we're not out of things. We're shayach to big things. I had the following story with my father. I was reading a publication, and my father in high school had a certain... I like tzaddikim and gedolim. I like big people. And I was reading, and I chap that my father had a certain Rebbe as a Rebbe. I read about a yid, and I figured out the years. I know what yeshiva my father went to. So I said, "Abba, you had this person as a Rebbe. Like, tell me about him." He changed the topic. He said, "Oh, but he asked me something else." So I wasn't going to let him, so I pushed him a second time. "Abba, you had this yid, Maritri, you had this yid as a Rebbe. Like, tell me about him." He changed the topic twice. I, like, insisted. "Abba..." So he told me he never spoke about him again in my life. He said to me, "We hated him and he hated us." That's he said. He hated. Now what? Yeah. Now what happened? What happened? I want to explain, Aviad. This yid had come from Europe, and his own, he saw American guys, he couldn't relate. They were following baseball, they were American kids. He had come from a different world. He couldn't see hope in the American kid, and the American kid couldn't appreciate him. And I want to contrast that with Rav Aaron Cutler, who was a goyin b'Torah, came to America and saw American kids and understood they have godless, and they saw godless in him, and he changed our entire country.
Absolutely.
And I want to say on Aseh Lecha Rav, making yourself a Rebbe is the understanding that you and I, This is just the truth we're about to say. I'm a neshama, 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 neshamas. We're shayach to the biggest things in the world. Aseh Lecha Rav, and from who we are, Ari, we're shayach to the biggest things in the world. Aseh b'charav is part of the tzivuyah's understanding that we're shayach to the biggest things. Not to have a sense that I'm not that, I'm just... We're shayach to very big things. That's part of Aseh l'charav, is not having the sense, I'm not shayach. There's so many areas this shows up in. I want to say this to the guys on a very simple level, and I mean on deeper levels too. I have seen youngsters see two people's talk and learning, and they're like rapid fire, like, and the guy's, well, I don't know anything. Don't look at things that way. Get the information, and you too could speak. Get the information, understand. Sometimes people are talking fast and talking in ways. You get the information, you have what to say. Don't be nishtaimim. We're shayach to Torah. We're shayach to Godless B'Torah. We're shayach to Hashem. Aseh l'charav. Make yourself a Rebbe. Part of making yourself a Rebbe is the understanding those scenes. My father, and certainly the Rebbe is a giant. You're going, Ari went to Eretz Yisrael and finding people of MS, but the awareness that I'm shayach to that, that's part of Aseh l'charav. What I wanna say and claim, and I don't, this I mean in Pashup Shad. I asked the Kasha, what's Aseh l'charav? Build your Rebbe? What, did you construct your Rebbe? I want to say that the art of having a Rebbe is Aseh l'charav. Build yourself, Rav. Aseh l'charav. I want to say when we know that we're shayach to things, we're shayach, the building has nothing to do with him. It's a construction of self. I'm shayach to big things. I'm shayach to big things, really big things. A bachur just today, this morning, I was on the phone with somebody in Eretz Yisrael, was describing their interaction, somebody who had been to Eretz Yisrael, and was describing their interactions with Rav Shemaya Morgenstern, one of the G'dayle Adar. I'm not saying we're him, but we're shayach to him. We have neshamas, we're shayach, and a guy was describing beautiful conversations that he had with the Gadol Hadar. The art of Aseh l'charav, of having a Rebbe, is the awareness I am shayach to big things. I want to express, I was zeicha with a group of friends to learn a little bit once a week by Reb Chaim Brim. Now, we were seeing a Yid and experiencing a Yid who's a huge tzaddik. He fasted the last many years of his life. Was a Yid, was davuk b'Hashem in unbelievable ways. The art of the Rebbe is the awareness that we're shayach to this. If it's just completely not shayach, so what could the Rebbe tell me? How can I connect to this? How can I be inspired and impacted by this? We're shayach to it. We're shayach to the Rebbe. There's a... that Hashem tells Moshe, when Klal Yisrael does the Egel, Hashem says, Reid megadluscha. Leave your godless. Lech reid. Leave where you are. Reid megadluscha. What I gave you is bishvil, is because of the people. Our gedolim and our tzaddikim are not disconnected to us. They come from us. They come bizchos Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael is shayach to who they are and what they have. So I want to say in the words, Aseh l'charav, it says, do some asiyah, some construction. The construction's not on the Rebbe. The construction's on yourself. Build yourself. Understand yourself. Do work on yourself to know that I'm shayach to that. I'm literally shayach. If you're moved by him, if you're excited by him, so then you're shayach to him. Then you're shayach to what he is, what he's... Again, it's big madregas, and we certainly are mechabed our Rebbeim and look up, but we're shayach to what they have, because we're neshamas as well. And that's part of the avoid of Aseh l'charav, is to know I'm shayach to the Rebbe. I want to learn what you have. I want to learn by you. I'm shayach to what you have. That's part of the avoid of Aseh l'charav. I want to continue on this mission of Aseh l'charav, but my dream for guys here and going to Eretz Yisrael, we have chevra that are Yankovs going to Eretz Yisrael, I want you to find a Rebbe, but the Rebbe who is Avodas Hashem is like, it means something to you. His Torah, he says, like, whoa, this is, I knew there was Emes out there. I knew there was a Torah's Emes, and it resonates by me, and I'm interested. That's what I want you to find. Asei lecha rav. To do that, you also have to know you're shaykh to it. Otherwise, he's amazing. Asei lecha rav. Build yourself in a way that you're shaykh to this. What? We have a neshama to the madregas that he has. I don't want to say to get there. I don't want to say to get there, because each person in their own way. To the godless that I'm seeing, to the loftiness that I'm seeing, I'm also shayich to such a thing. If I'm not shy, and Hashem puts tzaddikim in each door that give us a Pesach in our own avodah, but I'm shayich to the things he's giving over to the avodah. That's what it means, that I'm shayich to this. I'm also shayich to Rav. I'm shayich to a lot. The next thing Yeshua ben Parachya says is k'nei lecha chaver, acquire a friend, is to have a chaver, is to have a friend. It's interesting, Martcha, when guys are in Eretz Yisroel, I always want to know who a guy is learning by and who the friend that he's going through the journey with. Who's the chaver? K'nei lecha chaver, to make sure to have friendship. Somebody that he's connected to, somebody he's working through and growing through. There's a Gemara in the Dharma. It says, "His darim ibnei chabura. Be careful of a chabura. Shemehem teitzei tayra. Tayra comes from them. Part of the oifen of shteigen is together with a chaver, two friends who encourage each other, who push each other, who support each other. Kenei lecha chaver. The last thing of Yeshua ben Parachya says, "Have done as kol adam lekav zchus." To judge people favorably. Danas kola adam. Judge kola adam, every single person. Have a danas kola adam lekavzchus. To judge everybody favorably. Each person to see its adzchus. Now I spoke about this, and I want to express this. Dan lekavzchus. Nissim, when we say to judge people favorably, danas kol, give everybody the benefit of the doubt. So, the task is not just an art, is not an exercise in how creative you can get. You see a guy in the dorm do something bad, and you try to get like very creative to not see it's, you know, to come up the best possible story. My daughter went somewhere, and a teacher, this person was giving out scenarios and asking the girls to get creative. Like, how could you see it? You go to a room, David. You actually, you know, what's those things guys have their dorm rooms, the videos, rings? What's that called? What's it called? Ring. So they're watching their room, and you see a guy come in the room, look both ways, and grab a snack bag and walk out. So judge favorably. Nope, what's the story? How could you judge him? He mamish came in, he took your snack bag. So this person was giving these scenarios, Nissim, and asking the girls to come up with how it really was good. My daughter came home, and she expressed frustration. She doesn't believe that's Dan Lekavzchus, and I think she's right. It's not how unrealistic and how, it's not an exercise in creativity. That can't be what Dan Lekavzchus, Reb Nachman says, like her, that's not what Dan Lekavzchus is. How unrealistic you can be. Reb Nachman describes Dan Lekavzchus as a space that you hold people are really good. Reb Nachman says Dan Lekavzchus is a person has its tzadzchus in them. You're so taken. When you hold of somebody, you don't need to work. And I promise, if you heard Martcha did something, you would instinctively say, okay, either you would say he regretted, he made a mistake, people make mistakes, but he's for sure done tshuva, or you would naturally come up with pshatim, I'm sure you misread the story because you hold of him. Dan Lekavzchus is not exercise how creative you could be. It's not like gishmak. Dan Lekavzchus is an avoda to be so comfortable with self that you could then be comfortable with others, and at that point that you see people as good and you appreciate their inherent goodness, you will naturally, people are really good, it's true. Dan Lekavzchus is the deepest truth about people. I remember my son Manny, after the last night of the yeshiva, your jaw dropped. Guys are speaking, and guys you may have judged, you find out the guy's like a tzaddik. He told me he was a counselor in camp a couple of weeks later. He said it was difficult, like he naturally saw good in everybody. They were like wonderful. He went from that night, he couldn't see bad in people. It was like, you couldn't, that does it last? Dan Lekav's chus is not an exercise in creativity. Judge favorably, come up with a good story. No, it's an exercise of reality. Maybe the best way of Dan Lekav's chus is to start holding yourself. Take away shame, start looking in a mirror and see how beautiful you're a good person. We're wonderful. That's the start of Dan Lekav's chus. Have done as kola adam Lekav's chus. Says kola adam, to me the kol is yourself included, because I don't think kola adam, even you, because I don't think you'll see if you don't do kola adam, you do everybody but you. Dan adam the kashlus kola adam, everybody, even yourself. The kol to me, I'm saying pshat right now. Have a dan as kola adam. Who's kol? Have a dan as adam the kashlus kola adam, everybody, even yourself. If you don't see good in yourself, you're not seeing good in anybody. Kola paisel b'mumar paisel. If you don't see good, if you see good in yourself, the Balatanya writes that the way to come to v'afterecha kamaycha, to loving other people, is to see yourself as a neshama. He says if you're aware I'm a soul, a beautiful soul, so then I'll naturally see others good. He said I'll relate. At the point I relate to myself as a shamed body, so then he said, l'taivi yavake shnifred. You're seeking taiva, you're like a physical. In that space, nifrad, there's separation. Where you see yourself, the truth, I'm in a shaman. In this world, with a body, with normalcy, but I'm a soul, you see yourself, you'll naturally love others. Havidanis kol adam lekav schus is not an exercise in creativity. It's an exercise in truth. In the space, you see neshamas. The stories of the Bardetchever, crazy stories, how he like was amazed by Yidden, was not a place where he was like being extra creative or this brilliant mind. He really held of Yidden. He saw the truth. And as such, he was very impressed with neshamas. He was danes kol adam lekav schus. He had a tremendous appreciation for neshamas. Mamish, big appreciation for neshamas. I was walking with a bacher recently. He was describing to me that he doesn't get halachis. He's working. He said, I feel so close to Hashem. He was describing his relationship to Hashem. I was like, I just needed him to talk more. Say more. Say more. He was like, he was walking with the Rebbe. Havidanis kol lekav schus is not an exercise in trying and figuring out. It's an exercise in honesty. See the godless in a yid. Binishtaimin from a yid. The way he saw Hashem, this bacher, with something otherworldly. That is a yid. A yid is a big deal. That's danes kol adam lekav schus. Yeah. Hashem should give us the inayim for ourselves, to see good in ourselves, so we could dan others, we could see it in others as well. Danes kol adam lekav schus. What's the line he says, Rav Nachman says, even a Russia, what does he say, Rav Nachman? Yeah. He says, even a Russia gummer, you should see like a good side of him. Yeah. See the Shirish. And he says, when you see, oh, can you check that out? Where are you going to check that? Wow. It's amazing what you can find. Yeah. Can I see that? So cool. There's a quote from Rav Nachman. He says, "Vimu Russia Gomer." For guys of Russia, he says, "Tzarich lechapes." You have to search. V'limsa by eze ma'atayv. You find a little goodness, but then he goes on. What's the next words? Can you ask for the next words after the ma'atayv? He says, from that ma'atayv, hitaka, like becomes that, what you see. Reb Nachman says, Nachi, since you found that goodness, you related to that saratayv, you elevate him to that tzchus, and you cause him to do tshuva. What's the biggest impact you can have in another yid? Nachi, the biggest impact you can have in another yid in the world? Seeing his goodness. Nothing to do what you say. No action, no deeper. The biggest impact on another yid is the machshava. I see his tayv, and through the machshava, I mamish. Danai say lekav schus, the biggest impact on another yid. It's not the deeper, it's not the maise, it's the machshava. Just the machshava, just the foot. What I want to ask the chevra is what, Shmuel, what I want help in, is usually the assumption is these three statements come together. Now, somebody could say they're unrelated. I'm skeptical the statements are unrelated. What I want to ask the chevra is what shaychus? Says, Asay lecha rav and kenei lecha chevra. And danes kol adam lekav schus. Now, Asay lecha rav and kenei lecha chevra are the two relationships in the journey. To have people bigger, Asay lecha rav is the way that you relate to bigger. Kenei lecha chevra is to have a friend who's an equal to go through it. What's danes called mekav schus? So one possibility is it's talking to people when somebody is a parent, a rebbe. It's talking about Asay lecha rav is relating to people higher. Kenei lecha chevra is the friend. Danes kol adam lekav schus is the way in his positions of stature, whether he's a parent or a rebbe. Danes kol adam lekav schus. So then it would make sense in the context of the statements. Towards your rebbeim asay lecha rav. Kenei lecha chevra is the equal. And to the one who's entrusted to you, Dan is called Mekav Schus. See them as tzaddikim, see them as special. That's the tafkid. That would make sense, the context. The other, what I saw one sefer say, Ari, is that Kenei Lecha Chavar and Asay Lecha Rav, but what stops us from having Rebbeim and stops us from having friends is, but they have so many flaws, is Dan is called Mekav Schus. Through seeing the Tav, one of the hardest aspects in Rebbeim and friends is to deal with their humanness. Havedanas kol mekav schus allows for asay lecha rav and kenei lecha chaver. Danas kol mekav schus. What? So Yehuda's asking, should say that first. What's you asking?
No, I was just saying maybe we should start with your friends, and that should be Danas kol schus. Then like start with them.
That would make sense. But just to explain, like, why the three statements would go together, the dam lekav schus would allow for the asay lecha rav and kenei lecha chaver. Otherwise, if I'm always critical, so then there's no asay lecha. That's a good question. Very fair. The kenei is a funny lashon. The kenei. What? Asay lecha chaver or kenei. I admit I don't know pshat, but I admit it needs work. The kenei, be kaina, like you acquire a friend. What's this kenei? You walk up to him, you pick him up. What's kenei? What's being expressed there? Asay lecha chaver. I don't think I say asay lecha. What's the kenei lecha? Yeah, fair.
Rabbi was saying that. Have a Rebbe, you need to know your greatness, and then you could be really.
We're shayach to big things.
Right, so that might be the.
Dan lekav schus. If I'm done. Very good, very good, very good, very good, very good. Yeah. Okay, it is later, but I feel bad I started so late.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.